of the Holy Trinity is a bit like a summary of the liturgical season that we have been celebrating since the beginning of Advent until now. At Christmas, we experience the love of God the Father who sent us His only begotten Son. At Easter, we experience the love of God the Son who died for our salvation. And last Sunday, we experienced the love of the Holy Spirit who came to the church to make us holy, to be the soul of the church. And last Sunday, I shared with you the story of a Carmelite mystic, Blessed Maria of Jesus Crucified, you know. And she was a young saint, 32 years of age, who had intense devotion to the Holy Spirit. Couple years after her death, God raised up another holy woman, and this one a bit younger. When she died, she was 26, but she also a Carmelite mystic. She was born in the year 1880 and died in the year 1906, and her name is Blessed Elizabeth of the Holy Trinity. Her life really reminds us of today's feast day in honor of the Blessed Trinity. Now, a little background was that Elizabeth was actually born of a military environment. Both her maternal grandfather and her own father were soldiers. You could imagine that inside her, running the really military blood inside her. And so she had a really, really hot temper. And sometimes the outbursts could be uncontrollable. And so somebody described her as a pure devil. And the priest who prepared her for First Communion said, with her temperament, Elizabeth would either be a saint or a demon. So she had really, really hot temper and oftentimes really uncontrollable. But on the day of her first confession in the year 1887, when she was around 7 years old, she promised her mother that she would strive to become the model of a sweet, patient and obedient daughter. Now, you know, children can say anything they want, but Elizabeth really meant what she said. From that time on, she really struggled with her temperament. It took years of struggle for her to be able to be meek and humble and not to be angry all the time. Now, at the age of 11, in the year 1891, Elizabeth received her first Holy Communion. That afternoon of her first communion, she encountered the superior, the prioress of the Carmelite convent. That nun explained to Elizabeth that her name Elizabeth actually means house of God. And so Elizabeth, knowing her name in house of God, also think about that, you know, she need to love the beloved of the Holy Eucharist, love Jesus himself. Because Jesus in communion dwell in her heart, in her body, and she became the house of God. And she really want to return love for love. And so she continued to overcome her temperament. And so later on, her mother testified that from that day on, of the day of her first communion and onward, no more fits of anger. At 18, Elizabeth opened her heart to a priest. She shared her interior life. She shared that she had that need for silence and recollection. She also had a sense that she was being dwelled in. And so that priest explained to Elizabeth the doctrine of the indwelling of the Trinity in our soul by grace. You know, God in his divine nature is everywhere, but God is present in our heart, especially in a special way through sanctifying grace. And so that doctrine has a deep impression on the heart of Elizabeth, and the priest said that she was like being carried away by that doctrine. And so she made that the core of her spiritual life. You know, Elizabeth struggled with her temperament. But think about that, because of baptism, we become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we have to strive, like Elizabeth, to keep that temple clean and holy. Now, for some, the struggle can be against anger. For some, it can be against alcohol or any kind of addiction. For some, it can be against impurity or any other sins. So we all have the obligation to strive to keep the temple of the Holy Spirit, our body, our heart, clean and pure and holy. Now, at the age of 14 already, Elizabeth had the desire to become a Carmelite nun. She wanted to become a nun and pray and make sacrifice for the salvation of the world. But her mother opposed to her vocation. But you know, Elizabeth being a stubborn girl, eventually her mother gave in and allowed her to enter into the Carmelite community, with the condition, though, that she had to wait until her 21st birthday. And so while she was waiting until she was 21, she led a life like a typical young lay woman in the church. She sang at two choirs. She helped the children to prepare for First Holy Communion. She also taught catechism to a group of difficult children who were working in the factories. And she also took part in social life by horse riding, playing tennis, and also anything other with her exceptional piano skill and also dancing. But in the midst of all the activities, she always set her heart on God and on her vocation to the Carmelite religious order. So it's also another reminder for us that, you know, when we are aware that the Trinity is living in us, we should always put our heart in God, on God, and also to have God as our number one love. Always put Him at the center of our life. Because, of course, if we do not put God at the center of our life, if we do not attach to Him firmly, quite often it's so easy for us to carry away by all kinds of attraction and attachment and obsession and addiction. And then in that way, you know, recreation become occupation. And then we become so immersed into worldly things that in our life, we're just being obsessed with one thing after another, or addicted to one thing after another. But if we are firmly rooted in God, then other things will be in the right priority. And then recreation will always be what they are, recreation that refresh us. That even though we enjoy the good things of the world, we will not lose ourselves in the midst of the enjoyment. But we always find ourselves in God, because we rooted in God and we set that priority right. While she was waiting to enter the Carmelite, she also read the writings of two Saint Teresa, two doctors of the church, the Carmelite religious order, Teresa of Avila and also Teresa the Little Flower. And she became the enthusiastic follower of the little way of Saint Teresa the Little Flower. I remember that, you know, Elizabeth died in the year 1906. It was at that time, you know, not too long, you know, before that was the death of St. Teresa the Little Flower in 1897. So at that time, Teresa wasn't canonized yet, but her writing became known to the public. And also at that time, you know, God also, through the intercession of the Little Flower, St. Teresa performing many miracles all over the world, so that Teresa, the Little Flower, would be acknowledged by the people and also become a wonderful example for the living of the Christian life. Now, finally, in the year 1901, Elizabeth entered the Carmelite order, and she was really happy there, able to serve God every day by prayer and sacrifice. But realizing herself as the spouse of Christ, she also wanted to share in the suffering of Jesus. And so God fulfilled her desire, allowed her to share Jesus' suffering through sickness. And so in sickness, she was always patient and peaceful. And her last wish was to die, not only as pure as an angel, but transformed into Jesus crucified. Blessed Elizabeth of the Blessed Holy Trinity died on November the 9th, 1906. And she really believed that her mission in heaven is to help people to have that interior recollection, help them to renounce themselves so that to adhere to God in all simplicity and love. So for us, you know, we should be grateful of the gift of baptism, that because of baptism, we become the dwelling place, the house of God for the Blessed Trinity. Of course, like Elizabeth, we have to strive to keep that temple clean by fighting against our sin. All of us have one or two sins that can be a bit more outstanding than the other. And that will be the sin that we should start to fight against. You know, like Elizabeth, she fight against her anger. For us, it can be laziness or other sin. We should fight against the more prominent sin in our heart first, you know. And then also, but to do so, we need the strength from God. And we obtain strength by spending time with the Trinity. And Elizabeth felt that need of recollection and silence. Oftentimes, we find ourselves difficult to root ourselves in God, or, you know, to put God first, because we are too noisy. We listen to the noise of the world. If we have nothing to do, we make more noise. We turn on the television, we want to make noise. But we are afraid of being alone with God. But it's important for us not to be afraid of silence, of recollection, of being alone with God. So that spending time with God in those silence will beget strength and power to make us spiritually strong, able to overcome our sinfulness, and so become a more worthy dwelling place for the Blessed Trinity.